Welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive into the engineering mechanics of large language models.
Yeah, we're basically using a technical manual today to strip away the magic and, expose the math.
Exactly, because to read text the way older models did, I mean, imagine looking through a tiny straw. You see one word at a time, and you completely lose the broader context of the page.
Right, which was a massive bottleneck. But the transformer architecture ditches the straw entirely. It processes the whole sequence in parallel.
So what does this all mean for the AI tools you use every day?
Well, it means we finally fixed that bottleneck,
Yeah.
evaluating context across massive data sets simultaneously. That's the paradigm shift that makes modern AI possible.
But before it can process that whole page at once, it has to like translate our messy human language into numbers,
Yeah,
right?
it uses byte pair encoding, or BPE.
Okay.
So instead of just looking for static whole words, it looks for statistical patterns. If you sext it and two appear together constantly, it merges them into an est subword token.
Okay, so is BPE kind of like, well, like breaking a massive unfamiliar Lego structure down into basic recognizable bricks, just so you don't panic when you see a new shape?
That is a perfect analogy, yeah. It learns the most common fragments so the system never hits an out-of-vocabulary error.
Oh, wow. So even if you feed it completely made-up words.
Exactly. But here's the catch. Since the transformer processes all those Lego bricks at the exact same time, it inherently has no concept of sequence order.
Right, it has a structural blind spot.
Right. So engineers solve this by injecting positional encodings. They mathematically stamp spatial coordinates onto every single token's vector.
So it's not just seeing Apple, it's evaluating Apple at position 7.
Precisely,
Yeah.
which allows it to reconstruct your prompt syntax without reading it sequentially.
Okay, let's unpack this. With those coordinates mapped out, they go into the self-attention mechanism, right?
Yeah, to build context, the manual describes this using three vectors for each token, a query, a key, and a value.
So is this essentially a giant contextual database search? Like the query is your search term, the key is the index, and the value is the actual content return.
You nailed it. And to calculate relevance, the model takes the dot product of those queries and keys. But in massive models, those dimensions get incredibly large.
Which makes the value spike.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And if you pass those massive values into a softmax function, the gradients the signals the model uses to learn, they just approach zero.
Wait, really? It just stops learning.
Yeah, it's a state known as a vanishing gradient. So to prevent that cascade of math errors, they scale the dot product down by the square root of the key dimension.
Just to stabilize the whole process, that makes sense.
It does. And they also use causal masking during training. It's a mathematical filter that forces attention weights for future tokens to zero.
Oh, so it stops the AI from cheating and looking ahead at the answer. It can only use past context.
Exactly. And that next token prediction defines the pre-training phase, which builds general world knowledge.
Right. But a raw text predictor isn't a helpful assistant.
No, not at all. You need supervised instruction fine-tuning for that. But doing a full fine-tune takes massive computing power.
So how do they bypass that?
They use LoRAI, or low-rank adaptation. Instead of rewriting the main network weights, they freeze them. They just insert these tiny matrices alongside the original layers and train those.
Wow, so you capture the conversational behavior but cut costs by orders of magnitude.
Exactly. And once it's tuned, generating text relies on stochastic decoding, using things like temperature and top K sampling to add randomness.
But logically, wouldn't you just want greedy decoding? I mean, mathematically selecting the highest probability word every single time, shouldn't that be the most accurate?
You'd think so, but if you try that, the text degenerates. The model falls into localized statistical traps and just starts repeating the same phrases in infinite loops.
Oh, because it's completely deterministic.
Right, and human language has inherent variance. So adjusting temperature or top K forces, the variance needed to sound fluid.
Here's where it gets really interesting. At its core, the architecture running your daily prompts is just an elegant pipeline of tokenized data, positional coordinates, dot product math, and fine-tuning.
Yeah, it operates strictly by calculating the statistical probability of the next token based on historical patterns.
Which leaves you with a wild thought to mull over. If every output is purely a statistical derivative of past data, is it theoretically impossible for these models to ever generate a truly spontaneous, original idea?
Yeah, is AI creativity just an illusion born from a hyper-efficient database search?
Exactly. Something to chew on the next time you marvel at a perfectly generated response.